Welcome to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. This show is intended to share the voices and stories of the students, teachers, and community that make us Fox C6 Strong.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. My name is Nisha Patel and I am the superintendent of the Fox School District in Arnold, Missouri. And I am so excited to begin this podcasting journey with all of you. The purpose of this podcast is to amplify the voices of our students, our teachers, and our community members that make us Fox C6 Strong. Every other week, we will publish a short 10 to 15 minute episode that will feature a conversation with one of the amazing students, staff members, or community members in our district. We hope that this show gives you a glimpse into these incredible individuals in our school community. Each episode, we will begin with a short introduction from me, and after that, you will hear a conversation between JP, Fox's communication coordinator, and a member of the Fox C6 school community. After that short conversation, I will be back to share a few thoughts that I gathered from the podcast and takeaways from the conversation and wrap up the episode. Now that you know what to expect from this podcast, let's go ahead and dive into our first conversation. To kick off the podcast, we spoke to Melissa Hargis. Melissa was the 2018-19 Fox C6 District Teacher of the Year. We will learn a little bit about Melissa and the amazing work she does in her classroom and around the district. Now, I will send it over to JP and Melissa. Talk to you at the end of the episode.
So here we are today with the 2019 Fox C6 Teacher of the Year, Melissa Hargis. Melissa, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and your background in education?
Well, this is my 18th year of teaching. I actually started teaching at Sherwood, and I'm still at Sherwood Elementary. I have been teaching third grade. I taught fourth grade one year. I looped with my kiddos, and that was exciting, but I really enjoy the team that I'm with right now, and we gel really well together. And I'm also starting my second master's in curriculum and instruction.
Suffice it to say, you are incredibly busy all the time.
Yes. Very busy.
So as I introduced you just a minute ago, Melissa, I did say that you are the 2019 Fox C6 Teacher of the Year. And that's really exciting. And that's actually one of the first things I want to ask you about today. Can you tell us what it was like to find out that you were named not only Sherwood's Building Teacher of the Year last year, but also the Fox School District's District Teacher of the Year?
It was very exciting. I knew nothing about what was happening. And I walked out in what we call our pod area outside of our classroom. And my family was there. And the principals were there. Central office was there. And I was trying to figure out why everyone was there. And all of a sudden, they had announced that I had received the 2019 Teacher of the Year for the Fox C6 School District. And I was so blessed and honored because I call this, that this is my mission in life, is that I was meant to be a teacher. And I'm so privileged to be able to do what I love, be able to have a purpose for what I do, and to be recognized for that purpose, that I'm making a difference.
I'm wondering, since you won that honor of District Teacher of the Year, were there any other doors that opened up for you or, I guess, by proxy for your students?
So throughout this process, I did receive another award. I received the Emerson Excellence in Teaching Award for 2020. So I was recognized as one of the top 100 teachers in the area for this year. And that was a privilege. And the people I was standing next to and being honored with were amazing individuals. And I was so humbled to be standing next to them and receiving that same award as them. With that, I will be able to apply for a pretty substantial grant that I'm going to put my efforts towards for our school, for my classroom. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Awesome. Yeah, that is exciting. And, you know, one thing that goes along with these awards that some people may not realize is that that opens doors not only for you as an educator, but for your kids, to give your kids more opportunities than they had before. And as teachers, that's really what we're all here for.
Exactly.
You mentioned that you're going to be applying for a grant through the Emerson Foundation. Can you give us a little sneak peek or preview as to what that's going to be about?
I'm still thinking. I'm in thinking phase of this one. I'm not quite sure where this is going to go yet. I have a couple ideas that are kind of formulating in my head of what I can provide for them in the classroom, whether it be through technology, whether it be through books that they can have in their hands. Those are some of my ideas that I kind of are stirring around to see if that will be a selection that might be viable to win the actual grant, because they only offer one a year.
Oh, wow. So it is a really highly selective, selective process.
It is. But I do have that opportunity to apply for it from now until my end of the teaching career. So I have that opportunity.
Awesome. That's great. So, Melissa, one reason that you were honored with the Fox School District Teacher of the Year Award last year is because you were involved in so much work around the district. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things you do outside of your actual classroom with your 25 kiddos every day?
Yes, I am busy quite often. Every opportunity I have to be on a curriculum committee, I kind of take that opportunity if no one else is wanting to step up for that. I love curriculum. I love designing curriculum. I love trying to research curriculum. And so I am on the ELA curriculum committee, the science curriculum committee, and the math one right now. So
let me just get this math correctly. You are currently on three separate district-wide teams rewriting curriculum for your third graders.
Correct.
That's busy. What makes you feel so strongly about being involved in the curriculum work?
I want to be able to provide for the kids that are in front of me the best possible opportunities that they can learn and enjoy learning. So if I can be on the front end of it, I can see where it's starting out, where it progresses, but I can also, not only the opportunity I have for my kiddos in my classroom, but the opportunity I can provide for the teachers in our district as well. So if they're not one that's maybe on the committee, how can I give them the proper professional development in different areas that can lead them so that they know how to or how to read just even the curriculum or how to implement it in really amazing ways. Okay.
And I would assume, though, that as you're doing that work, you're writing the curriculum, you're really studying it, you're teaching it to other teachers, then that has some benefits for you, because if you're teaching it to others, you really understand the process and you really understand what's going on.
That's definitely fair to say, because it's even when you have a child in your classroom and they're able to teach it to another child, you know they've gotten it. So with me being able to teach it to another teacher, it just becomes more concrete even in my own mind that I'm understanding this, or even listening to them and their ideas and bringing them back to my classroom, because there are some amazing teachers in the Fox District. And being able to sit down on all these different committees with all these different people and hear their ideas and hear their input is just amazing, because not everybody gets those opportunities. And I can bring that knowledge back to my own classroom and into my own curriculum, into my own lessons and things that I'm teaching.
You know, one thing that's great about curriculum, and you know this obviously as a seasoned curriculum writer, is that it provides a framework on which teachers can build lessons. And you're able to take that framework, and through your work with all these different teachers and all these different parts of the district, it seems like you're really able to bring the best to your kids at Sherwood.
I agree with that. I'm able to take all those different opportunities and just put it in front of my kids. And sometimes, you know, it fails. And that's okay. We have to understand that as teachers. We are all human and we all make mistakes. And I tell my kids every single day that it's okay to make a mistake. You just have to learn from it. So all those different things that I'm trying and I'm having other people try. And if it doesn't work out, how can you in your mind think? And I tell my student teachers this all the time. How can you think about what can I change it to make it even better for the next time I deliver it to my students.
So we've touched on this a little bit throughout our conversation so far, Melissa, but you know, we've talked a lot about your passion for writing curriculum and your passion for, teaching to extend as far as teaching other teachers and student teachers, folks who are currently in college to become a certified teacher. But throughout all this work, what type of benefits have you seen that you've been able to take back to the kids in your classroom at Sherwood Elementary? And I ask you that because, you know, at its core, this is a show about the voices in our school district, the voices of teachers and the voices of kids. And it all comes back to what type of impact we're having on kids. So how are you able to take that work and have a direct impact on your kids?
I think curriculum is a wonderful thing. But I also think it comes down to relationships. And a really big phrase right now is Maslow before Bloom's. And so it's understanding that you have to create those relationships with those kids to create a dynamic learning experience for them. And once you create that opportunity and those relationships, whether you build them at the door, whether you build them through different talking to their parents, through I send postcards sometimes to them in the mail, and sitting there, and I made a really direct point this year to when a child talks to me, I am really going to listen. I'm going to look at them. I'm going to listen to them, because if it's important enough for them to say it to me, it's important enough for me to stop what I'm doing and listen.
Throughout that practice, have you noticed anything different in your classroom this year?
My behavior issues are little to none. I have a couple kids that, you know, that every once in a while, but we all, like I said, we all make mistakes. And so, but the big thing of it is that we're learning from it. And so those relationships is they want to make themselves proud. They want to make their classmates proud. They want to make me proud. They want to make their parents proud. So by building those relationships, it's all a circle. And we're all working for each other. And we're not working just in one direction. We're working for everybody in all directions.
As we come towards the end of our conversation today, you know, you've been, like you said, in education for 18 years, 17 in third grade. Mm-hmm. And depending on when someone listens to this, it's going to come out in February, but someone may listen before the school year. Do you have any advice for parents as they're working to get acclimated with a new teacher in a new school year, or if they move schools in the middle of the year?
Yes, I think it's just through communication. And I make a really good point to a lot of my parents is that I'm not your child's only educator, that we need to work as a team. And as soon as we work as a team, things flow so well. And my best interest is your child. I want to make sure that when they leave my classroom, they felt safe there, they felt loved, and they felt like they want to come back. And if I can give that to them, then I can teach them. And I want them to just know that I am there for your child and I'm there for you, that if you have an opportunity that you need to talk to me, I'm always open-eared.
So it sounds like your big message really is that parents and teachers are partners in the
Correct.
Education of their child.
I think that's the only way we can move forward.
So you had some amazing advice for parents as we start a new school year or even switch to a new school or teacher. Melissa, do you have any advice for students as they make a transition to a new school year or a new teacher?
Well, and I think that comes a lot in our building. We have a group of student teachers that filter through their first practicum and their second practicum. So they get really familiar with these individuals that are walking through. But with these individuals, it's almost like teaching sometimes when you break it down and say, you have a tool belt. You're a worker. So where are you going to use all of the tools and all of the things and experiences that you've learned along the way, good or bad? And you're going to put them in your tool belt. And when you pull them out, you're going to be ready in any situation. And it's even when it comes down to the students that sit in front of me. When we sit down for a circle time, and we're doing restorative practices in our building. So when we sit down for circle time, you know, it's finding the people that are similar, have similar situations to yourself, finding similar situations and being able to build upon them and know that this person did this. So now I have that in my tool belt. Even as a kid, I can pull that out. When something like this happens to me, I know what to do in that situation. So it's a lifelong lesson that we can learn throughout our entire adulthood, as well as through our childhood.
Well, that's an absolutely important lesson. Thank you for sharing that. And Melissa, thank you for being here with us today on the Foxy Six Strong Voices podcast.
It was wonderful. Thank you for inviting me.
Welcome back, listeners. All I can really say is, wow, it was so incredible to hear Melissa's passion for education shine through in everything that she said in that conversation. I thought I would take a few minutes and just draw your attention to a few things from that conversation that really stuck out to me. First, Melissa talked about purpose and how her life's purpose is making a difference in the lives of others by developing strong relationships with them. Throughout the segment, you heard her mention the word relationships and purpose. And I thought that you can tell exactly what Melissa's all about just in those few statements. She is all about elevating others and helping one another. Second, it was so exciting to hear Melissa talk about teachers being both on the front lines of classroom instruction and working behind the scenes with work like developing curriculum and participating in various professional development. Melissa, to me, is an example of a lead learner in our district. Finally, Melissa talks about the vital role our parents play in the education of our children and being partners in the education journey with our teachers. So thank you, Melissa Hargis, for sharing your story with the Fox community, and thank you for being a part of this new storytelling journey with us and being a lead learner. Listeners, I hope that you enjoyed the first episode of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. Now, normally we will release an episode every other Monday, but to celebrate the release of the podcast, we have 3 episodes available for you right now. If you subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, that episode is waiting for you. You can find every episode of the podcast on the district website, fox.k12.mo.us. We will talk to you soon. Thank you again for joining us today.
This has been the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. We hope you've enjoyed hearing the voices and the stories that make us Fox C6 strong. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.